السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We continue with the duas of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم Morning, evening duas which has been traditional in the month of Ramadan to be discussed after the Fajr Salat in this masjid. Because there is so much of wisdom or there is so much of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's blessings when the person is going to make these duas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the duas and taught the ummah. It was the ummah's benefit in these duas. Otherwise he was masoom, he was sinless and he was protected. The Quran Sharif says, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he had no such fear. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was teaching the ummah. Now one of the greatest problems of the ummah today is worries and deaths. Worries, anxieties, problems, depression. These are the type of things that are very, very common. We had a program here on the 27th night and on the 28th morning of the many calls that I received. One call was from a sister who had planned to take her life on the 27th night. She had her drugs or the dose that she was going to take. She was going to overdose herself because she couldn't take the worries anymore. And she believed that if she had taken her life on the 27th night, then at least she will escape punishment in the hereafter. Now imagine what would have been the condition of the Muslim if the next day it appeared in the newspapers that a certain Muslim lady committed suicide in the month of Ramadan in an auspicious night. But fortunately, it was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's way of saving her that she had heard some announcements that there will be a whole night program in this masjid. So over the receiver or radio, she decided to listen to the first program, thinking that after the first program, then she will do what she has to do. But she says, after the first program, the dua itself was sufficient to give her a boost or to lift her up from her depression and to make her feel that Allah is living, Allah Ta'ala is hearing, Allah Ta'ala is knowing, Allah Ta'ala is almighty, He is powerful. He can remove the distress and the problems. What he needs is that we should turn towards him and give up our sins, as I was explaining. Of course, she didn't say it in so many words, but she said that this is what happened first, that she felt very much lighter, much more comfortable, and those thoughts started fading a little. So she decided to wait then for the next program, which is about midnight. When she heard that, she felt even much better. She decided to stay on for the third one and then even for the Fajr one in which the duas were discussed. And she says by the morning her suicidal tendencies were gone and now she wants some kind of direction in life. Now, I don't know who she is, but this is the condition of the ummah. We always talk about state of the ummah. This is the condition. We don't know who is contemplating what and where and why. So why was she contemplating this? Because of distress, because of gham, because of worries, anxieties. For whatever reason, I'm not going to discuss. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the one who has reported the Hadith Sharif, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned by one sahabi. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, It is on page 11 of this Dua, Treasures from the Quran and Hadith. So on page 11 you will find it. That he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, worries have surrounded me, or worries have become inseparable from me, or worries are clinging on to me. That's a matni, that is clinging on, it's not leaving me. So much of anxiety, so much of worries. And also he was being overpowered by debts, too much of qaraz. So he says that these are the two things that were causing him great amount of grief, great amount of sorrow, great amount of anxiety and distress. That on the one hand there was a lot of worry, and on the other hand there was a lot of debts, and most probably it was because of the debts that he was worried. And their debts were not because of lavish weddings or any kind of haram entertainment. Their monies did not go into such kind of haram pleasures, or they did not borrow on interest. Their qaraz was genuine qaraz. When they were desperately in need, they took a loan, and they had every intention of paying back that loan. It was not like what they say, qarz-e hasana means hanste rehna. When somebody asks you for your repayment of the loan, then hanste rehna, just laugh and smile and forget about it. So they had every intention of paying. So he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, worries have surrounded me, have clung on to me, and I'm troubled by an overpowering debt. So Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, should I not show you such a supplication, such a dua, that if you have to make this dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will remove your worries too, and will remove your debts too. He'll make arrangements, he'll make the conditions conducive for the payment of your debts. If the person has got a sincere intention, he wants to pay the debts, then Allah Ta'ala makes the arrangement. He even has an angel appointed who keeps making dua for this person, that Ya Allah, don't give him debt until his qaraz is paid. Now imagine, if the person has got a sincere intention of paying, but when the person has got no intention, when he's borrowing also at that time, his niyat is not to pay back, or to find all kinds of excuses to delay the payment of that debt, or he's sitting with lots of luxuries and lots of surplus assets, but he is not prepared to part with it to pay off his debts, so then it will be prolonged. One friend, Allah Ta'ala gave him sufficient, but every time he will buy goods, he'll buy 60, 90, 100 and plenty. And why he is to take on such long terms? Because he says that if we can get qaraz, if we can get on such long payment terms, then why should we pay for nothing to the person quickly? I said, then what will happen is Allah Ta'ala will spread your risk also over 120 days. But if you make the niyyah that I want to pay this person immediately, if I've got the money, why should I hold on to it? I want to pay him immediately. So then Allah Ta'ala will give it to you like that too. And after that he started telling me himself, he says, from that time I realized that Allah Ta'ala is giving me sufficient to pay off immediately too. So this is the blessings of trying to pay off immediately. So now this sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is my problem. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, shall I not show you such a dua? Now who will say, no, must not show me such a dua? So you can see how they had yaqeen in dua. Now Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not giving him some contacts of this bank manager and somebody that will give him some more loans and extension of time and all that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, shall I not show you a dua, a supplication, that if you make that to Allah Ta'ala, then your worries will go too and your debts will get paid too. Meaning that Allah Ta'ala will create such conditions. You will inherit something, or you will get suddenly some kind of an employment or some kind of profits and benefits which are halal, which will make it easy for you to pay off the debts. Sometimes you may just get a certain bargain parcel that you just bought it here, and next minute it is sold and you made a profit and everything paid off. Sometimes it could be the currency fluctuations that gives you a benefit. But somehow Allah Ta'ala will then create the conditions. But again, bear in mind all what I've been telling you from the first of Ramadan, that all this is a package, that it goes together with namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, tilawat, fulfillment of rights, It's not just in isolation that a person just reads this dua. That sahabi was not like us. That he said, I won't worry about namaz and I won't worry about hukuk of people. I'll take this dua, I'll read it and I'll get there. So he said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, why not? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in the morning and evening, read. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. Now we have done this last year also, and many of them have made it their habit to read it. But for the benefit of those who haven't as yet, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. O Allah, I seek protection in you from ham and huzn. Now what is ham? Al-ham huwa al-ghammu alladhi yuzeebu al-insan. The difference between huzn and ham. So the difference is this, that al-ham huwa al-ghammu alladhi yuzeebu al-insan. That it melts the person, such a kind of distress, such a kind of grief, such a kind of sorrow, such a kind of worry, that it melts the person. That means the person just cannot take it anymore. It's extreme worry. Like this sister who had this kind of worry, will say that it was in extreme case, where the person after that is contemplating suicide. So we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a protection from that. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. So this ham, fahuwa ashad min al-huzn. It is more severe than huzn. So huzn also is this, and huzn, and ham and huzn, basically it is the same thing. But ham is severe, very, very severe, extreme. So he's saying, oh Allah, protect me. I seek protection in you from all worries and grief. Even mild worries and very severe worries. Whatever it is, I'm asking, oh Allah, for protection. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْأَجْزِ وَالْكَسَلِ. And oh Allah, I seek protection in you from ajz and kasal. Now ajz means that the person does not have the ability to do anything. Complete disability. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from complete disability, weakness or failure. The person is unable to do any ibadat, any zikr, any tilawat, anything. He's not even able to go to the bazaar and earn livelihood. He is not able to drive the car, he is not able to move, he is not mobile. So he is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from such kind of ajz, disability, where he cannot do anything. He cannot even do ibadat and he cannot even earn his livelihood. And kasal is laziness, where the person is that due to laziness or negligence, the person is not able to do ibadat or zikr or tilawat or go and earn livelihood. There are many people. Allah Ta'ala has given them good health. They have good sight, good hearing, good speech. Their heart, liver and lungs all functioning well. But we call them lazy bones because their wives are working. So now they are relaxing. And they are sending the wives that you go and work and you support us. You bring the money for the rent, light, water. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from such kind of laziness also. Or the person has got good health, but he cannot get up for namaz. He is lazy to make salat. He is lazy to read the Quran Sharif. He is lazy to read some tasbihat. He is lazy to do khidmat of his parents. So he is asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection from such kind of laziness. So either the person is completely disabled or the person is not disabled. It's not that he cannot do those things because of disability but because of laziness. So he's asking protection from ajz wal kasal. There's a fatah on the scene, kasal. Wa a'udhu bika min al bukhli wal jum. And oh Allah, I seek protection in you from miserliness. Person is very miserly. There are many people. Allah Ta'ala has given them sufficient. In fact, they will go sometimes and spend in the wrong places plentiful. But when it comes to inside in their home, then they are miserly. They do not want to spend on their wives, they do not want to spend on the children. There they will keep making hisab kitab. Like one case I was handling 2 or 3 years ago, the wife says that he brings half a dozen eggs, he eats up the eggs, and then he wants to know what happened. So much eggs I brought. He brings 6 eggs, 7 days he wants eggs. So on the 7th day he wants to know what happened. So many eggs I brought. So it's such miserly people. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from miserliness also. Like there were two people that were discussing about the electricity bill gone high. So he said, what is the reason for that? He said, no, because the fans are on now, summertime, so the bill goes high. The three of them. So the one said that, no, I have reduced my bill because there are 3 blades in the fan. So I took 1 out. I use only 2. So that's why my bill has come down. So the other person said, no, what I have done is I have taken out 2 and I have left 1. So mine went even lower. So the third person says, no, you don't have to do all those kind of things. I don't get a big, large bill. My bill never goes up. Because when I feel hot, I sit under the fan and I shake myself. So finish, there's no electricity problems. So therefore the person is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from miserliness. It's a sickness, it's a disease of the heart. That where there is a need to spend, the person doesn't spend. That is miserliness. If he doesn't spend in the wrong place, people are saying spend in this kind of a lavish wedding. He says, no, I won't. That is not miserliness. Miserliness is where he doesn't spend in the right place. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from miserliness and also protection from cowardice. The cowardice. Oh Allah, don't make me a coward. When there is a need to show bravery, at that time the person becomes a coward. There is a need in jihad to show your bravery. And there are so many other places and occasions there's a need to show the bravery. So he's asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for a protection from that. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ. And he's asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection from the overpowering of debts. Qaraz. Overpowering, subjugating him. So he's asking Allah for protection from that. From the overpowering of debts. وَقَحْرِ الرِّجَالِ. And is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from the high-handedness of men. Again, subjugation by men. People are pressurizing him. They're suppressing him. They're subjugating him. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for a protection from that. The Sahabi says, I read it for a few days. Allah Ta'ala made such arrangements that all my qaraz got ada. And all my worries went away too. Now look at the yaqeen with which he read. Allah Ta'ala removed his qaraz too, his debts. And Allah Ta'ala removed his worries too. And my worry too is removed that the time has expired so I can terminate. Because we all are. Most of you haven't slept the night too, so therefore, go and have a rest. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read these du'as with yaqeen. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then further explanation tomorrow. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the worries, the problem, the anxieties, the restlessness, the depression, the grief and the affliction of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah, which is the best of all du'as because it covers everything. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِيْنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Amongst the things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, my Rabb has ordered me, one of it is that my silence must be zikrullah. In my silence there must be reflection, there must be tafakkur on the creation of the heavens and the earth, on our creation of man. The person is silent because there's no need to be talking all the time. A little while we must spend also in meditation. In that silence we must think. Just imagine that's a day of Qiyamah. We'll be standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Billions of ummati is there. Now at that time, what will be our condition? Nobody likes to show his report. If the person has failed, he doesn't want to show his report to anybody. And they, if the person has failed, the billions will see that this person has failed. And especially if the person died committing a sin, then he will rise in that same state. He will rise in the same state as he died. And every person can see that this person, this is how he died. So the person makes a bit of meditation. Then he goes through the journey of death. After his death, how they going to remove his clothes and his watch and his rings and his false teeth and everything else. And then they'll be giving him ghusl. And then somebody will say he was a nice person, and somebody will say it's good that the earth swallowed him up. He was a pain in our neck. He was a cause of misery. He didn't give us any kind of joy and happiness in our lives. He was a very troublesome neighbor, very troublesome husband, very oppressive. Now all those things the person journeys through. And then going to the qabr, family members and friends and all will come till there, they'll put the person down and they're all gone, finish. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. Thanks to you, those who conveyed me till the qabr. Now I know that you are not going to accompany me here. So thanks very much for just coming and dumping me here. From here onwards I'll go myself. Who else will come? But if he's got amal, he's got good deeds, then he will tell them, don't worry, you all can go. Now I will really enjoy life. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. عمل سے بنتی ہے زندگی یہ جنت بھی جہنم بھی یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری ہے It's with عمل that you make your جنت or with عمل that you make your جہنم It's not that Allah Ta'ala just takes everybody and put them into جہنم It's with your عمل that you make it And that عمل has to be made in this world not in the آخرت And for that عمل you don't have to go across this borders or go outside this world somewhere. In the same world, in your activities of life, the amal has to come. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. In the business too is with Allah, in his home is with Allah, in his car is driving is with Allah, at the airport is with Allah, in the aeroplane is with Allah. In the ship is with Allah Ta'ala. Deep down the ocean if you went in a submarine too is with Allah Ta'ala. His heart is with Allah Ta'ala. He does everything according to Allah Ta'ala's will and wish. He is with everybody but is with nobody. He is with everybody but it is as if he is with nobody except Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين